Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome to the Coco Express Show Network. I'm Aurelia, but this is not my day to do my show. I am going to step over to the side and let Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success, begin their segment. But first, I wanted to give you one message. I don't know if you're on the East Coast or West Coast. All I know is that currently on the East Coast, we're having some really bad weather. So please, please, please be careful. Be well hydrated. Stay warm and dress appropriately. Check on your seniors and see if there's anything that they may need because they are the ones that are not able to get out and about in this kind of weather. Really, no one should be out there. But if you have to be out there, please be safe, be careful. And most of all, stay blessed. So as I move on over to the side, I will now let Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success join you so that you can learn more from us. Thank you.
Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. I'm your host, Steve Duncanson, and I'm actually standing here, I don't know when you're listening to this program, but I'm actually live and remote from the snowy streets of Brooklyn, New York. And I'm by myself, my co-host, Marilyn McCaffrey. How are you, Marilyn?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm looking out the window and I'm nice and warm and cozy.
It looks beautiful. You're looking out the window.
Yeah, I'm looking out the window.
Gotta do what we gotta do. Yeah. So, you know, I had hoped that given the fact that the snow we've been really good with not having that much snow to this point of the year, I thought we would get through this winter without experiencing a blizzard. All I can say for that is, wah, 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 wah. I hope that we have so. But I guess, you know, we always talk about being grateful on this program, and I'm grateful. What I'm grateful for at this moment, though I am out here shoveling snow, what I'm grateful for is that I didn't have to start doing it from November. Because you remember a couple of years, not even that long ago, it started snowing Thanksgiving, right? And it continued through the entire winter. So the fact that we don't have to, I guess there's always something to be grateful for. There are always lessons in life, right? If we're looking for them, we'll find
exactly
them. So I'm grateful for that.
We had some really warm weather.
Yeah, yeah. Buddy of mine's on the way down to Florida. But I understand some people in Florida, it's like 40 degrees there.
But, yeah.
What you gonna do? But at any rate, Marilyn, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Steve, and Aurelia, and everyone listening.
Yeah, I tell you, time is certainly flying, and you know, it's important to be intentional about these things, right? Intentional about whatever time it is that we've got. I mean, certainly when we were younger, we couldn't wait for birthdays to come around. And now, hey, I'm always glad when my birthday comes around. It just comes around a little faster than I thought it would, right?
Yeah, every year. Every year goes faster and faster, doesn't it?
Yeah. So when that happens, however, when we're not really intentional about what we want to experience in the course of that year, we can't maximize our life. And I think that's kind of what we want to talk about here today a little bit. It's a common thing, but oftentimes, I think it was Jim Rohn who said, that what's easy to do is easy not to do, right? Sometimes the common things that we should do, we don't do. And as a result, Those little things over time is what allows us, doesn't allow us, to experience the level of success that we are capable of. Even the dynamic of goal setting, right? So when it comes to that, what process do you engage each year for being able to, you know, set some goals and achieve the things in your life that you want? What do you do each year?
The main thing is to make a conscious decision and to know what it is that we want to achieve, because if we don't make that conscious decision, then we go back to our old patterns and our old habits and our old ways of thinking. So sometimes the person is trying to change the circumstance, but it's not the circumstance that we have to change. The main thing that we have to change is our consciousness and our way of thinking and understanding the way the mind works, because we have the objective and the subjective, which is the conscious and the subconscious. So once we make that decision and writing down those goals and look at our mind as a garden, and the seeds that we're planting are the thoughts that we're planting, the thoughts of peace, the thoughts of harmony, the thoughts of the things that we want to accomplish, and those seeds that we're planting, those thoughts, is what is going to create our reality. So the main thing is to make the conscious decision and to write it down and to keep track of it. Not only writing it down, but also speaking it, because words have vibration too. And thinking about it every single day, because our thoughts have a frequency, a vibration, and it sends out, it's like a magnet. So you're going to attract that parallel into your life.
Yeah, you know, being conscious and being intentional, right? I guess that those kind of go hand in hand. We talk about being intentional. We talk about knowing what you want to be able to accomplish, and not just having an intellectual or an abstract idea in your head, but actually putting it on paper. And again, these are things we cover every year. Yet, you know, I don't know about the seminars that you do, Marilyn, but many times when I ask people in seminars, how many of you have your five-year goals written out? If I have a room of 50 people, one person, maybe two people will raise their hand.
Right.
I said, how many of you have your one-year goals written out? You know,
right.
Maybe a couple more raise their hand, you know. Then I ask people, how many of you have your today goals written out? you know?
Right.
So when we aren't intentional with what we want, being clear on it in the first place, the likelihood of us getting it diminishes, right? It's left up to luck. It's left up to chance. And that's the worst way to be able to live. So being intentional by thinking about it, but what are you thinking about? You're thinking about what you have in some degree made concrete by your actions. Thoughts are you certainly may have vibrations, and they are abstract, but what that has to lead to are behaviors that we engage. You mentioned the word earlier, habits, right? So that would be consistent behaviors that we engage that allows us to be able to get the results in our life that we truly want. You know, and so I would certainly agree with regard to the, you know, the need for that. There's a resource that I think I may have mentioned it a few years ago on our program, but I was looking at it the other day as I was going through my books for another presentation I was going to be doing, and it's that book called Eat That Frog, right, by Brian Tracy.
Oh, Brian
and
Tracy.
The essence of it,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. By Brian Tracy. And the title came from this understanding that if each day, you know, you think about what's the worst thing that I would have to do, and the worst thing you have to do is eat the frog, then get the worst thing out of the way. Do the thing that's most important. John Maxwell, as well as Bill Blanchard, talk about do what matters most, right, and be clear on what the priorities are. But, of course, you don't know that unless you've taken the time to sit down and take the thoughts from out of your head, put them on paper, and then engage a plan of action for bringing it into existence, right? And so there are a lot of things that we allow to get in our way to make that keep that from happening, but ultimately engaging a process is really what will allow us to be able to get the results that we're looking for. That make sense to you?
Yes, that book can actually, if anyone is interested in reading it, that they can actually download it in a PDF file.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
Okay.
So if you Google Eat That Frog, and you can, you'll, the book will come right up in a PDF. So I highly recommend it, because he also talks a lot about procrastinating and how to conquer that. So Brian Tracy is brilliant when it comes to, you know, setting goals and achieving success. So I highly recommend it.
I would fully agree, you know, with regard to that. You know, so there's Franklin Covey. There's again Ken Blanchard. There's a lot of information out there, but you know, we have to go from simply having the information to implementing that to be able to get the old goals that achieve the goals that we want. Because sometimes when you look at stuff as a whole, it might look like it's impossible because it's so daunting. You know, if I can make that practical and relevant to my experience right now, I came out of my apartment, my house, maybe about an hour and a half ago to start shoveling snow. And one of my neighbors, one of the other tenants in this two-family house, he'd already gotten started. But I had to dig my car out of the driveway. Mm. And in looking at all that snow, because at that time it was really about a foot and a half that was in front of the car and along the driveway, it looked like such a daunting task. And as I stuck the shovel in the snow and took out and removed the first layer of snow, and the first scoop of snow, quite frankly, I said to him, man, this is like spitting into the ocean, right? Because you feel like there's so much that needed to be done, right? And so my point is this, is though I understood that there's a whole lot that needs to be accomplished, my focus at the moment had to be, you know, that first one that I did, and consistently do each one of those. Then two hours, an hour and a half later, and here's something, and it's relevant to life as well, right? Because an hour and a half later, I dug the car out and the driveway out. What do you think happened to the steps and the front of the walkway by the time I turned to get back into the house? Based on the fact that it's still snowing, right? There was still a couple of several inches that had fallen behind me, and I say that's a parallel for life, right? Because even though we pursue our dreams and our goals and we do things to be able to achieve them, you know, stuff happens, you know, along the way, and we'll look back and we'll think about, oh man, I came this far, but look at what's going on behind me. But what I also said to my buddy here was, what if we didn't come out and at least shovel this first wave of snow, right? We removed 2 feet. Had we not come out and taken some steps in the direction, they would have been 4, and then made that much more difficult. So the point, once again, is about you certainly want to be clear on the goal, but take some steps towards that thing that you want to be able to do. Recognize that there may be some things that outside of your control that you can't do anything about, but if you didn't take any steps towards your goal, what would be the case? What would happen, right? So, again, I think that what I'm experiencing here today out here in this weather is a metaphor for life in general. You know, we got to be clear on what we want to see happen, be willing to take the steps, recognize that stuff will happen along the way, but also reinforce our own belief in that if we didn't take steps, where would we be, right? If you didn't take that first class, because you may look at, hey, I want to go back to college, I want to go back to school, and just how many classes it takes to have to do that, right? But here's the thing, a year is going to pass anyway. And we talk about how fast the year goes by, right? A year is going to pass anyway. But if you took some steps towards that, because you were clear on what you wanted, you took some steps towards that, by the end of the year, hey, maybe you would have accomplished, you know, 2, 3 classes, 4 classes maybe even, and that much more closer to what you ultimately want to accomplish. But so I think we can spin this in any number of directions, but ultimately it is about being clear on what we want, being willing to do what's necessary to be able to make it happen, take some steps, make it concrete by, you know, putting it on paper, but then, again, set a strategy for action. And then as we do that, recognize that as even though challenges come, we reinforce our belief by saying that, hey, if I didn't take steps, where would I be? Right? And so I think that's kind of important. And a good friend of mine who actually is my brother, he was on public assistance, and I was talking with my family, and I was talking to him about, hey, getting a job,
and working. And I'm sorry, it wasn't public assistance. He was on unemployment. And he said, well, why should I go get a job? He said, right now, based on what my history has been, I'll make more money. I'll take home more money on unemployment than I will at a job. Plus, I won't be able to get the social services that I was getting. I said, but the problem is unemployment's going to run out. And then you're still left with, what am I going to do to achieve the thing that I want? So, again, I mean, there are just so many facets of this lesson of goal setting and then setting a strategy and taking action towards it that we can apply in all the different areas and aspects of our life. But I've been rapping, so do you want to add something to it now?
Napoleon Hill also has a great book on the 17 principles of success. And the first principle that he says is having a definite major purpose and asking yourself, what's my definite major purpose in my life? And what am I going to give in return to receive this? So I'm asking the universe that I want to receive this, but what am I going to give in return? Write it down and read it every day, he says. And that's the first principle. That's another great. Napoleon Hill also has a YouTube video where you actually, it's as if it's him speaking to you, and he goes, he reviews every principle, and he'll explain it, and he'll tell you what to do. I highly recommend that also. It's the 17 principles of success. Napoleon Hill.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be tremendously beneficial. Of course, now that presupposes that of the many things that we often talk about, that we are reading, right? That we are taking the time to be able to access these kind of resources and figure out who has been in my place before, right? And what process have they engaged towards being able to make it happen? Even we hear all the time aphorisms like, hey, success leaves clues, right? And, if we don't apply those things, then we can't get the result from it. So, I mean, Napoleon Hill is one of the standards when it comes to this aspect of achieving what we want in our lives and not allowing situations, circumstances, excuses to keep us from experiencing what we want in the course of our life. Another resource, since we're talking about things that we should be putting in, doing and putting in our mind to be successful through the course of the year, a goal to set for yourself are books to read or resources. Now, it could be audio book, or you can do the physical book itself, or things like that. My point is this: being able to increase the amount of time you spend educating yourself from day to day. We're not talking necessarily about formal education. And I think it was Jim Rohn said that formal education will help you make a living. Self-education will help you, design a life, right? And that's really what you want to be able to do, design the life that you want. So, and you can informally learn everywhere, wherever you are, on your commute, in the car, on the train, while working out in the gym. Pop an audio book in. Audible.com over the last year has been my good friend. I've been able to increase almost by 50% the amount of books that I've been able to read in 2015 because I added Audible, audible.com as a resource, right? And I would recommend that, right? But my point to that is that what should be part of our goals for the year is increasing the amount of time that we spend educating ourselves versus entertaining ourselves, the E versus E quotient thing. If you can do that, and the point of writing it down, right, is as you go at the end of the year, because it's a parenthetical, we really should be thinking about the next year at the end of the previous year. In other words, waiting for January 1st to start writing down your goals is late, because you really should have started in November or December. That makes sense to you, Marilyn?
Yes, absolutely. Planning ahead of time.
Right. Yeah. So you want to be able to do that. But so the point again had to do with being able to figure out, hey, what books am I gonna add each month? I'm gonna read at least one book a month. And what makes that doable once again is Audible. You know, because whether there's a lot of time that we a lot of dead time. If we all would admit it, there's a lot of dead time we've got in our life with in transporting from one place to another and working out or whatever the case might be. So leverage that to be able to grow yourself. Again, we got to ask ourselves each year, how am I better this year than I was last year? How do I know I'm better? What have I done to make that happen? What process, systematic series of actions, have I engaged that allowed me to be able to get better and be intentional with regard to it? What other resources? What you read last year?
Let's see. Well, Napoleon Hill, definitely. The Science of Getting Rich by Waddles.
Oh, Wallace Waddles. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Science of Getting Rich. I listened to that. Mm-hmm. I have the CD and I listened to that in my car. And there's all of the books from Napoleon Hill. There's 1 Minute Millionaire that has mm-hmm. on the left side is there's a fiction and then the right side is nonfiction. So whichever one you prefer, and it's absolutely very resourceful. I highly recommend it also. The Secret, of course, because The mm-hmm. Secret talks a lot, because we can read all of these books, but I say we see everything is energy and energy is everything. So we have to really be in a state of mind that knowing that we can accomplish these things, because if we don't believe it, if we're reading all this and writing, but we don't believe it, then it's not going to happen. We have to really believe it. And as if we already received it. Another thing that I recommend is Joseph Murphy, where he talks about the subconscious mind. And we really have to know our mind, because it's, like I said, it's the subconscious and the conscious, and it's about making the conscious decision. And the subconscious mind is going to accept anything that you put in there, because the subconscious does not know what's real, does not know what's not real. So that's why affirmations are a very good way to start the day, and I started doing my affirmations every morning. And I would like to share that, because it's putting yourself in that place of mind of peace and harmony. And once you have that, things just start to flow so much more easily. The affirmation that I say every morning is, I claim that God's love, light, harmony, truth, beauty, abundance, and security flow through me freely and joyously. And I know I am now being prospered and blessed beyond my fondest dreams. So I'll say that three times in the morning, three times. That's how I start my day. And so you're putting that into your subconscious mind. And at the same time, you're making the conscious decision of knowing that you're being blessed, and that you're putting the seeds of peace and harmony and love into your mind, because that mm-hmm. what you put mm-hmm. in your inner world is what's going to create your outer world.
Absolutely, that's the law of the inner game. Game's got to be won on the inside before it's won on the outside. And here's the interesting thing, right? Because as simplistic as these things sound, they really work. They're really important. They're like little screws, right? We don't mm-hmm. think much about the screws, but what if there were no screws? These bolts that hold huge things together. It's the little things that hold them together, you know. And Darren Hardy, the editor of Success Magazine, talks about the three influences of us in our lives, and the first one is input. What are we listening to? What are we reading? What are we watching? And what you even added to that, what are we putting? What are we saying to ourselves?
Exactly.
And here's the input, or what we say is based on what has gone in, right? I mean, Because we're limited to the knowledge
of our minds. It's like a computer and the files that what files are we putting in there? So let's delete those old files and old habits and put in the new files. And we have to do it constantly. It's like a reprogramming. Some of my clients, we have to do this constantly.
Yeah. I tell you, and clearly, it's because I'm dealing with snow today, right? But everything you say, going back to that, because talking about doing it constantly, I was shoveling for an hour and a half, and when I'm done with this program, I'm going to have to go out and shovel again, right? Because if you don't stop, if you stop, what happens? And so,
the parallels
are there.
You have a hot chocolate in between.
No doubt.
That's what I used to do because I'm in a condo now, so I don't have to shovel. But I remember when I was at my house and I was so overwhelmed with shoveling, so I would shovel a little bit and then go inside and have a hot chocolate and then I would go outside again.
and like you said
earlier, you seem like it feels like it's never going to get done. When you look at the big picture, you say, oh my God, how am I going to do this? So when you do just a little bit at a time, just chip away, and then you say, wow, I don't know how I did this, but it's all about. Like Will Smith said, you don't set out to build a wall. You don't say, I'm going to build the biggest, greatest wall. You start by saying, I'm going to lay this brick as perfectly as a brick can be laid. So you have to do one brick at a time. One brick at a time. And you build a whole wall.
Yeah. Once again, there's profundity in the simple. Every complexity, Einstein, right? Every complexity has its origin in simplicity. So these simple things that we are saying are the action steps towards achieving those huge goals in our life that we've got. Our willingness to be intentional regarding them is the little things is really what allows us to get the result. But it really comes from how are you looking at life? How are you looking at these things, which determines what you see, or what's the lens through which you're looking? I heard this story once about a guy who he was really into fly fishing. He loved to fly fish, and so he's on vacation and he had a guide that was taking him to the best places to go fishing. So they're standing in the lake, right, and up to water waist high, and the guide asks him. He said, "So what do you see?" And the man said, "Well, I see a beautiful lake. I see all these beautiful trees. The sun is shining, and all this lovely, surrounding." But then the guide said to him, "Do you see any fish?" Right? And the guy said, "No, I don't see any fish." He then gives him a pair of Polaroid glasses. He said, "Here, put these on." He puts on the glasses, and when he looks in the water, he now can see fish all around him, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fish all around him. It's not that the fish weren't there before. It was how he was looking at it. He didn't see it. The lens when he changed the lens through which he was looking, he then began to see something different, And I believe that's the same for all of us. What lens are you looking through things? How are you seeing it? What you mentioned, Marilyn, earlier, about, these simplistic steps to be able to take the input that we are dealing with, that's what shapes our perspective, our point of view, our paradigm, our vision, right? The lens through which we see the world and being consistent with that, I think is critically important. So ask yourself, how do you see it? And how do you see it? What you're saying to yourself is going to be based on what's going in, and be intentional with regard to that this year. We pretty much come to the end of our program here today, and we've been talking about common things that we look at the beginning of every year, that, being in goal setting, educating ourselves and things of that sort. And if we view this as, I already know this, I already heard it, but you don't have the results in your life that you want, and that you're fully capable of, right? Because we can become complacent with stuff. But if you don't have the results that you're fully capable of, we got to assess what it is, not that we know, what are we doing based on what we know, and apply that to get greater levels of results in our life. Anything you want to say in closing out, Marilyn?
Pretty much summing up what you said, change at the way you look at things, and the things that you look at will change.
That's it.
I'll leave you with that. And just, you know, and just being aware of our thoughts and saying our affirmations, taking 100% responsibility for our lives, not blaming others, not looking at the circumstances that we're in right now, but looking at our vision and where we want to go. And just going for it.
Excellent. Great. Thank you very much, Marilyn. And thank you all of you for tuning into our program. I hope you got some value. If you just got one thing and you apply that one thing, that can create huge change in your life. So we challenge you to go beyond, to step out of your always knowing. In other words, I've heard this before, but to applying it to get greater levels of results in your life. We look forward to being with you again next month, again on another edition of Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. God bless. Be safe out there in the snow, everybody. Take care.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.